Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number three. That's not right. Hour number two. Then hour three. Hello and welcome. It's hour number two. Hour two of our radio program. We play the hits and we go back to the well one more time in Baltimore, where Lamar Jackson, turning his anger from random social media users to the media. Does Lamar Jackson have a defamation case? How much trouble is Lamar in with the Ravens after his tawdry message to a random fan? And what is the lesson for Lamar Jackson from this episode? We'll talk about all that and more right now in hour number two. Here it is. Spitting mad, an MVP not happy, turning his sights now on the evil media. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show as we are in the air everywhere. Jason. As we kick up a storm coast to coast, border to border and beyond, on the vast and tremendously powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the Twister. As we twist words around, broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So it's a story that's still got legs. Our lead this hour coming from Charm City. The fallout continues to bounce around the echo chamber of sports conversation out of the Ravens camp, their last-second loss to the Jaguars. In particular, the reaction of Lamar Jackson. That's my quarterback. Lamar Jackson, former MVP, not handling the pushback from Baltimore's loss there. We circle back to a story that we talked about in a previous episode of the show, but Lamar Jackson had deleted, hours after he posted it, he deleted a social media post with a vulgar message in response to a fan questioning whether or not Lamar was worth the amount of money Lamar thinks he is worth. And then Lamar decided, you know what, I deleted that, so now I would like to play the victim. And he played the victim card from the bottom of the deck, as Lamar then attacked the reporter who reported on what he said. The wording that was used in an article, Lamar Jackson, NFL starting quarterback, sent a message to someone named Jameson Hensley. I don't know who that is. Apparently he's a Ravens reporter. And he said, "This is defamation," Lamar Jackson stated, "of my character, because not once have I mentioned or disrespect anyone's sexuality, sexual orientation, gender, religion, or race. You're reaching," close quote. That was from a post by Lamar Jackson. Now, the writer who covers the Ravens, the beat writer, he reported on what Lamar wrote, and Lamar responded to a fan. If you missed it, the fan said that he wasn't worth the big money and that the reason he's not is because he keeps depending on his idiot kicker, Justin Tucker, to bail him out. And the response by Lamar Jackson was, "Boy, STFU," which I do not believe is a school in the Southeastern Conference. And so he said, "STFU, y'all be capping," which is code for, I know this because I'm cool, code for lying. See, capping means lying. See, I'm not hip on the link. Come on. Come on. You know? All right. Anyway, he said, "Too much on this app. MF, I think we know what that means. Never smelt a football field. Never did." And then he put the S word, which is another word for poopy. "But he, but eat." And then he said another word for sausage. So he said eat sausage is what he said. Now, obviously, Jackson does not agree with.
He blew me off.
Does not agree with the description of that tweet, which was deleted and was up most of the night. And what's the point? Does Lamar not understand that diamonds and the internet are forever? You can't get rid of them. All right. All right. So let us discuss the question. Does Lamar Jackson have a defamation case based on a reporter writing about something that he said? Yes, I'm shaking my head. No. I've got High Bar, Optometry, and Harry S. Truman. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make a giant knuckle sandwich is what we're going to make. All right, so A, Lamar Jackson, listen, you can file a lawsuit. We had a conversation last hour with our friend Sean the Hood Guy about this T.O. story. T.O. got into a fight outside a drugstore in L.A., and the other guy could sue. You can sue for anything. Now, in Lamar Jackson's case, this would be a waste of time, a boondoggle, but knock yourself out. Now, why? Lamar Jackson would have to win the Olympic gold medal in the 200-meter hurdles. The high bar, very high bar to clear. Good luck on that. Now, we have pointed this out, and we will continue to point this out because we are on these microphones under the cover of darkness, and so many times famous people get involved in situations where they file lawsuits or threaten to file lawsuits. And judgments in favor of celebrities, while they do happen, I'm not saying they don't happen, but they are very rare. I like my food well done. They're very rare. In order to win a libel suit when you're a celebrity, the plaintiff has to prove the following: that the statement made about them is untrue. That's number one. That they have materially been damaged by the statement, and that there was no attempt to research the truthfulness of said statement. Additionally, a celebrity must also prove that whatever statement they're upset about was made with the intent to cause them harm. That is a relatively high standard of proof if you're in the public eye. And in this story, it's even more confounding because Lamar is accusing a reporter who's been a toe sucker of his, in the rate, from what I've been told, I don't know this guy, but those that do have told me he's on Team Lamar. He's a cheerleader carrying the water for Lamar Jackson. But he says this is defamation of my character. Imagine how that's going to go in court. You imagine? All right, so what are we breaking down? This is the interpretation of a reporter breaking down a comment made by Lamar Jackson. The scribe was quoting Lamar Jackson. Now, as we have pointed out, social media posts are like fine art. People perceive art much differently. That's why many find art fans to be snobs. You go to an art museum, oh, look at that. Let me have a glass of red wine and examine the painting. And you're like, no, just no, come on, calm down. But it's open to interpretation. Now, page two. How much trouble is Lamar in with the Ravens? This story has had legs for a couple of days here. So it depends on what your definition of trouble is. Lamar Jackson had been called into the principal's office. There was a powwow between John Harbaugh and the aforementioned Lamar Jackson. He met with his quarterback to have a heart-to-heart conversation about the naughty social media post. But this is really an optometry situation. It's all about the optics, all about the optics in public relations. The Ravens don't really care about this. They don't. They don't want this. Their brand attached to it. But other than that, like, come on. You think they're really worried about that, but they would like to avoid the negative blowback, and so they have to go through the song and dance and let everyone know, okay, here's our guy Lamar. Don't worry, we talked to him. We told him not to make any BJ jokes on social media, please. There's no room for that. You cannot do that, Lamar. Bad job by you. All right, last word. So what is the lesson for Lamar Jackson from this whole episode? So there's a great quote, Harry S. Truman, very important to figure back in the old days in politics, president, whatnot. He said it. He said, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. It's also been stolen by some wrestlers. But if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Lamar is a front runner, show pony, does not appreciate the critical feedback. Now, many people are annoyed by critical feedback. Who likes being told they suck? But normally you hide from it. Lamar's like, nah, he got right into it. Right into it. Up to his waist in it. And so we recommend a nice cooling off period following a loss. Following a loss, that would be good. In fact, John Harbaugh actually had a statement. He has a message. We'll go to the audio tip. Here's John Harbaugh with a message he has to not only Lamar, but all of the Ravens.
Just beg guys not to get into the Twitter world right after the game, especially after a loss. It's never going to be positive.
No.
It's not going to be a nice place.
No.
I think that's kind of reflected in Lamar's response because what he said was just so out of character for him. That's not the way he speaks. It's not the way he talks. It's not the words he ever uses. I've never heard him say things like that before.
I think that's a lie. Does anyone believe that Lamar, he saved that for Twitter and that he does not use that? Come on. Or is it a case where when Harbaugh's in the locker room, everyone's on their best behavior? No. I'm thinking Lamar's letting her rip. And John Harbaugh's one of the guys. And he's like, oh, yeah, come on. I was around the NFL for a long time. My family's been around football my entire life. We talk like men. Locker room talk, as a former president said. All right. Here's more from John Harbaugh. And he's now pointing out that Lamar Jackson apparently has a serious medical condition.
Lamar Jackson, you know, you've been around him. He's got one of the biggest hearts of anybody.
Oversized heart.
You all have seen him, the way he treats people, the way he treats kids, the way he treats the media. And he's also one of the biggest competitors I've ever met. So those kind of conversations, he takes very seriously.
Sure.
Yeah. So you get trapped sometimes by someone that's baiting you just a little bit, and he can't live there. I think that's not a place he wants to be, and that's certainly not things that he wants to say.
So that's the head coach claiming his quarterback is the victim. Does anyone think that Lamar Jackson's the victim in this? No. Slow your roll. Lamar's used to having his toes sucked, and he gets the mani and the pedi on social media. And this comment that triggered him was pretty benign for that world. In the big picture, it's a pimple on an elephant's tuchus is what it is. Lamar just needs to play better. And I'll tell you what I did. A couple years back, I turned off my notifications. So the only way I get access to these social media apps is I click on them. And it's amazing. I don't have to click on them. I can go days without clicking on them when I'm not working. And Lamar was not working after the game. He was done. He was on me time. He didn't have to go on there. But he's so used to going on there and having his tuchus kissed that he just assumed that would happen. And it didn't happen. This portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I may talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Would love to hear some new voices. That would be really cool. So if you've ever thought about calling but never done it, this would be a great time. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. There is one line open. You can grab it. 877-99 on Fox is the number. You can be part of the Talk Festivus. And I have not been hearing the holiday music here, so the mandate did not come down yet. Shocking. You think somebody's asleep at the switch over there? Or they haven't figured out, wait a minute, we haven't played the holiday music? Or is it possible they started it too soon last year? Inquiring minds would like to know. Well, one of the great stories in the NFL, it appears it has been broken, not by an NFL insider, but by a personal driver. A driver has apparently broken some NFL news here in the overnight. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Welcome in.
The darkness means it's time for Ben.
Marginal Sports Talk Radio all night
with
long.
With Eddie Coop-de-Loop and Roberto.
We are together.
It's not your average late night show.
We are a little different than the average bear.
They're bizarre.
Hi, Dad.
And their callers call from near and far.
Border to border and beyond.
It's who they
I
are.
I just like hearing your big mouth talk about your Dodgers all
this
the time.
This is the sound. Of
this is an incredible song. Hey, we need your help sometimes to multiply the Mallard Militia. Support our humble ploy to take over the nocturnal audio world. One new listener at a time. Spread the gospel. Eddie might have retired as you hear his voice in the background. Tagging and posting about the Ben Mallard Show. Do it Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all social media. You will help get the message out for others to join the brotherhood of the Ben Mallard Show. Now let's get back to a man who is really good at giving shoulder massages. It's Big Ben in the TireRack.com studios.
Just Josh writes in, he says, after deleting the tweet, Lamar Jackson decided to crush a truck full of snack cakes covered in almond butter. And he says, nah, man, I just be capping. It's from Just Josh in Cincinnati. Craig, a.k.a. Crying Craig out of Seattle, says, if the Niners win the NFC West over the Seahawks, I'll cry. I'll cry my eyes out. How hard will I be crying after week 17? You might want to get a box of tissues prepared right there. I'm just saying. Milkman Mike writes in, says, I'm shocked that Coach Harbaugh did not say that Lamar Jackson was suffering from Tourette's and that his Twitter account was hacked. Much like when people are drunk, sooner or later, the real you comes out. So he says. There you go. All right, let's go to the phones, and we'll say hello to Robert, who's in L.A. A new caller. It's not even a newbie night, and a new caller. We'd like to alert all the affiliates. There are new people calling the show. Hello, Robert. Welcome.
Come on, Big Ben. Look at me, man. I made it. My teachers are starting to say I'm going to be a drug addict and a construction worker. I'm a lucky guest. But, Mom, I'm on the radio. I made it.
Congratulations. Your dreams have come true, Robert. When you were a little boy growing up, you aspired to reach greatness. And here you are. You have made syndicated overnight radio. Congratulations.
I just like to take this moment to thank everybody that was involved, you know, the callers that inspired me to call this. Everybody, Ben. And you know what, Ben, let me tell you something. Them Vikings, if anybody plays them in that 1 o'clock window with the losing record, they better watch out. We're going to get them.
You better watch out. You better not shout because the Dolphins are coming to town. Is that how it goes?
Stop it. No. Let me tell them about the damn Dolphins,
man. Oh, I thought you said Dolphins. Did he say Dolphins? I thought he said Dolphins. He didn't say Dolphins?
Vikings, baby.
Oh, the Vikings.
Vikings.
Oh,
Come on, Ben.
I heard Dolphins. You got a terrible phone, Robert. If you're going to be a caller, you got to get a better phone. It sounds like...
I'm in Wilshire and Highland in downtown in the middle of the intersection working.
Oh, you are? You're working right now? Is that right? What are you working on?
Yeah. I'm surveying in the middle of the street. Taxpayer dollars, you know.
Oh, good. Run up those taxpayer dollars, man. Absolutely. I see you guys surveying every once in a while. And how hard is that?
If you ask my boss, it's very hard. But if you know, I tell you, it ain't nothing, bro. The equipment does all the work. I just walk around and listen to your show all night.
Oh, perfect. Look at that. See, this is the and Robert. Now, if you become a regular caller, we got to give you a nickname. Yeah. So we'll have to. Again, I think it's kind of obvious, Robert the Surveyor, Surveyor Robert, something like that, and we can
come on, Ben.
All right. Listen, I like other than your phone sucking, but I like the fact that you're out there working, you're hustling all night long, Robert. You're hustling.
I'm gonna step up my phone. I got a flip phone. I'm gonna get something better for you, Ben, just for you.
Well, thank you. The flip phone was great in the 90s, but we've moved on from that. So anyway, all right. Well, be safe out there, Robert. Good luck, man. All right, there you go. The great Robert surveying. The reason I had the Dolphins in the head, did you see Tua Tagovailoa unloading on his former coach, Brian Flores? This was after the latest Dolphin win, and the Dolphins clicking along there pretty good, right? Nice team, solid record, all that. And since Mike McDaniel took over, Tua, who was supposed to be a hot mess, has not been a hot mess. In fact, he's an MVP candidate, and so he was asked why he has had so much success, and many expected him to fail, and Tua gave all the love to Mike McDaniel. He said, quote, "Well, having someone that believes in you makes all the difference. Having someone that calls me randomly, just telling me how much I mean to him and the things that he's trying to accomplish and we're trying to accomplish as a team, it's cool. I've never had that," Tua said. "I've never experienced that. This is my first time having that kind of a relationship with someone with that type of authority, being the head coach of an organization." Well, wouldn't that be annoying? Like, I wouldn't want their boss to call them up randomly just to kiss their ass. Leave me alone. I say that as someone who's never had a boss randomly call me up to say, you know, you're really doing a great job. We wouldn't be where we are without you. I've never had that happen, but I don't know that I would want that. I would find that annoying. I think that would be a violation of my boundaries. You think that guy Robert out there surveying the intersections around L.A., you think Robert the Surveyor right now is like, he gets a call from his boss saying, "Oh, man, without you, we wouldn't know how to trigger the signals and how to line everything up. We wouldn't know." No, that call doesn't happen. Have you ever gotten a phone call, Roberto, from management saying, "Boy, without you, man, we would be up poop creek"?
Negative.
Never happened. Coop, have you gotten that phone call, Coop? Has that ever happened?
No.
No. Well, I don't even have to ask Numbnuts over there. That's never happened to him. We know that.
I do get the email saying how great the station's doing or the network's doing.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I love those.
Yes. Never. Yeah, never
make
when
you
I want to.
So good.
Never when I want to get more money is the network doing well. It's the timing is amazing. The network does very well, except when it comes time to get more money. All of a sudden, not doing that well. The time—it's a really amazing timing on it. Can you explain that, Roberto, to me?
I have no idea.
I don't know, but it's been that way for many, many years. It's doing very well, and then right when it's time to negotiate,
how about
suddenly,
some more money?
Yeah. No, I don't. Yeah. So I'm sure it's just a coinkydink. I'm sure it's just a coinkydink that happened that way. Absolutely. So NFL news being broken by a personal driver. Say what? Have you ever heard of Danny Boy Hustle Hard? No?
Who?
You're not familiar with the work of Danny Boy Hustle Hard?
The porn star. Maybe I might know him.
It's either a porn star or Odell Beckham's personal driver.
Rock Hard.
That's Danny Boy Hustle Hard. So we are told that is the Instagram account for Odell Beckham's personal driver. And the driver of Odell Beckham, I wonder if he drove him to the airport all high and when he got on that plane and had to get kicked off the plane. Is he on the no-fly list? Is Odell? Nobody said that part of it. If you get kicked out of off a plane, if they had to deplane everyone because you're too schnockered, don't you end up on a no-fly list and you can't get on a plane for a little while? Or no? If you're Odell Beckham, it doesn't matter because you're Odell Beckham. Anyway, so Odell Beckham's driver apparently has given the news that Odell has has decided which team he wants to play for. But which team is it? I will tell you!
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
So we mentioned that Danny Boy Hustle Hard, Odell Beckham's driver, breaking news. And he indicated recently that Odell Beckham, a deal is on the way and in the works to go back to the New York Giants. That OBJ will, if this guy's accurate, if you believe Danny Boy Hustle Hard, and he's never lied to me. I've never gotten erroneous information from Danny Boy Hustle Hard. But he indicates rock hard that's it, that it's all over, that OBJ is going back to Big Blue. He also asked a wide receiver for the Giants, David Sills. He said, listen, I love you. Everything my brother, but we're gonna have to get back number 13. He said he's asking politely. So they're already maneuvering to get the uniform number back. So there it is, right there. OBJ, according to his personal driver, once he comes down off that high that he was on, or the low from getting kicked off that plane, he'll be going back to the Giants, which would be a tremendous mistake, but man, what the hell? I guess he'd rather live, if that's true, he'd rather live in New York, the New York area, than live in Dallas. Great time living in New York, playing on some really bad Giants teams. Although they'd make the playoffs that one time, and then they all went to they went on the boat. Remember the famous boat photo there? It was a solid photo. Fun times. So I saw a story. A listener in Pennsylvania sent this to me, and it's like the Steelers making Kenny Pickett a franchise quarterback. I have seen nothing to indicate that Kenny Pickett's going to be a franchise quarterback. How about just a good quarterback? How about just a solid quarterback? Like the word is erratic. He's a rookie, and you can make all kinds of excuses for Kenny Pickett, and I'm pulling for him. I hope it works out. He's a terrible interview. He's a total hack from what I've heard of his interviews, but he's a 20th overall pick, and he's played okay for a quarter here, a quarter there, and he's had some real terrible performances. But if you judge him, the fact that he beat Matt Ryan does not impress anyone. Matt Ryan looks like he should be playing shuffleboard somewhere in Florida, and B, it's not like Kenny Pickett did anything wonderful other than not turn the ball over and stay out of the way, which does not make a franchise quarterback where I come from. Now, maybe that's changed, and maybe now you do become a franchise quarterback just by not turning the ball over and completing a few passes on third down. Maybe that's the way that works now. But, things change. Things evolve, as some like to say. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. As we continue on, we are on Twitter. We'll read your tweets if you'd like to be part. And you can be part of that right now on Twitter, at Ben Maller. Maller Prop Guy writes in, says, Ben, I like the genuine nature of Robert the Surveyor's phone call. What is the over-under on his weekly call frequency for the rest of the year? Yeah, so we've never heard from Robert before. He had a good vibe. He had good energy. I think he's got a high upside as a caller. Got a unique job, working all night, so he's built-in audience. He's not one of these daytime people that occasionally stays up late at night. But it takes a lot of work to be a regular. You gotta dedicate yourself. You got to put yourself on hold for a long stretch of time. You got to have some new material every week to come up with, or you can just repeat the same old material like that guy in Rhode Island. Right? But either way, I mean, there is a time commitment that takes place there. So I'd set the over-under on how many calls from Robert the Surveyor per week at half a call per week. Half a call per week, which means some weeks none, and then other weeks maybe one, and then that's how that's going to go. And I hope I'm wrong on that. I hope that ends up working out differently. Yeah. Let's see here. Justin in Cincinnati, who, by the way, is off the suspension. You guys, I don't know if you heard about this, but while you guys were away, Justin called up on Thanksgiving morning, and I gave him amnesty if he called up. The suspension ended. Justin admitted that Eddie was cheating and that it was all a conspiracy, and he did it right at the end of the show.
I don't believe that at all.
Well, it actually happened. You go back and download the podcast.
Bro.
It was the final hour. We were all shocked by that. But Justin, you are more than welcome to play the game shows. And I give you credit for manning up. And I didn't think you had it in you. I thought you were gutless. You were a gutless puke and you would never do it. And you had no spine. And you did it. And I'm proud of you. And I know, you know, you want to kind of downplay it and all that. You've got this bravado on social media. But we know the truth. And everyone heard it that was listening that morning. And so we welcome you back, Justin. You're part of the game shows again. And it's great to have you back. And it's very exciting, and I didn't believe it either, but it happened. I heard it. It was wild. Yefimi writes in, says, Robert the Surveyor, that was a solid 9 out of 10 on the nickname grading system. So he says, 9 out of 10. All right, we have Maller to the third degree. That is warming up right now. It is in the The bullpen is playing long toss as we speak here. And this portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. Time now for the Insta Trivia. Dallas Cowboys star Micah Parsons got 12 sacks this season. He became just the third player to record at least 12 sacks in each of his first two seasons. He joins Hall of Famer Reggie White and blank and blank. That's the Insta Trivia, the answer. And Maller to the third degree. We'll get to it. We will do it next.
And I guzzle that sucker down every night.
Wow.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Pay attention, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show needs your help. Join the Audio Commonwealth. Of course, you can follow Ben on Twitter at Ben Maller or our executive producer, Justin Cooper. He is on Twitter at @UHBroncoFan and is driving the Nathaniel Hackett bus. You may hear your witty content on the program. Now more with Big Ben, who just asked to be my friend in the TireRack.com studios.
And here's the Insta Trivia. Cowboys star Micah Parsons is up to 12 sacks now this season. He became just the third player in NFL history since 1982 when sacks became a thing to record at least 12 sacks in each of the first two seasons. Joins Hall of Famer Reggie White and blank. That is the question. What is the answer in this portion of the Ben Maller Show, the show you're listening to right now? And boy, do we thank you for that, made possible by Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash at any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. Let's see, does anyone know the answer? Cowboy Killer is going with Napoleon Dynamite as his answer. Santa Claus from Ferg Dog. That's his guess. Who else do we have? Page down. Just Josh says it's the Iranian men's soccer head coach, Bazooka Joe. Who else do we have? Rowdy Ronda Rousey from Rob in Vegas. And Diz writes in, says, Justin, finally back on the Maller Show. And he says, I was online. There you go. But Eddie was missing in action. But he says there he did hear. I think he's saying he did hear. There's a lot of words
who?
There. But he heard what Justin did the other day, which was absolutely wonderful. Wahoo McDaniel, guessed by Donkey Sausage. That's his answer. Gilligan from Mr. Nice Guy. Page down. Charles Barkley from Shane in Des Moines. Nerd Christina from Colorado is going with Von Miller. Dick Butkus from the Dick Pohl parody account. Steve Sachs, as if you thought the real Dick Pohl was listening to the show. Steve Sachs from Mason in Huntington Beach. All right, do you have an answer? Quickly, please.
Yes, it's Moving Man Matt.
No. It's also not Barcavius Mingo, guessed by Courtesy Flusher, or Jimbo the Joint Roller from Stoner Marvin, or Coy Bacon from Eakin, Roseville, Minnesota. The correct answer, Alden Smith. 49. He was really a Boy Scout in the NFL. He never got in any trouble. None.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets real.
All right,
real.
The Coupe de Loop.
When asked, Warriors GM Bob Myers explained to Boogie Cousins that he's not in the NBA because teams are afraid of how he's going to act. Cousins said that he's learned from his past mistakes.
Yeah.
Ben, is it unfair that Cousins is out of the NBA?
No, it's not. Listen, reputation matters, and people buy products and hire employees based on reputation, and you can go through all the history of time and all that, and there's a great quote by Abraham Lincoln about character is like a tree and reputation is like the shadow of the tree and the shadow is what we think of it and blah, 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 blah. But DeMarcus Cousins, the guy can still score, but he has no lateral movement. He can't play defense. and you can't trust them. It's like the government in Qatar. They tell you you can have beer at the World Cup, and then a day before the World Cup, they say, screw you. Next!
Arizona State hired Oregon offensive coordinator Kenny Dillingham as the school's new head coach.
Yeah.
He's the first D1 head coach born in the 1990s and becomes the youngest head coach in the Power 5 school. Is the age a big deal, Ben?
Well, it's only a big deal if he sucks. If he sucks, people will say it's because he's too young, he's not ready for the job, that's the problem, blah, 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 blah. It's really hard to coach. But assuming that he gets the job done, that's what. Here's the thing. These are always, I call them spaghetti hires. Like when the Rams hired Sean McVay, they didn't know Sean McVay could coach. They hired him. They threw spaghetti against the wall, just like Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh. And for every one of those guys, you get like Raheem Morris, who sucked when he was coaching the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and other young coaches who we've forgotten about and all that. Although I did see Kenny Dillingham, he was crying as his first act as Arizona State head coach. That's a little disturbing. I mean, a little to me. A little much. All right, next!
The Jags mascot, Jackson DeVille.
Great mascot.
Yeah, he was feeling very patriotic, wore a USA-themed Speedo in an attempt to distract Ravens kicker Justin Tucker.
Hey, it worked. The Jags won the game.
That's right. Ben, what are the chances that this becomes a trend among our mascots here?
Well, no, it cannot become a trend, Koopaloop. As you know, I'm a connoisseur of the mascots. Mascots need to be mostly fat with goofy-looking eyes. Those are good mascots. The gold standard's the Philly Fanatic. And you have to be relatable to the bleacher creatures. And so you don't need to make Jackson DeVille lean and mean and all that. Now, there are exceptions. Chuck the Condor, lean and mean. Rocky the Nuggets mascot. Great mascot. But if your mascot looks like a Chippendale dancer, you're doing something wrong. So that's a bad job by Jacksonville. Shame on you. There it is, Mallard of the third degree. How did we do?
You pass us it.
That's a winner. That is a winner. I won the game. Woo!
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.